So we're just going to start our meditation and go straight into the channel. I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. And take another deep breath, only this time when you exhale, allow all the tension in your body to exhale out, dissolve, melt into the chair. Allow any stiffness in your body to soften, release. Take another breath in. And this time, as you breathe out, release the emotion of unworthiness. As you breathe in, allow the emotion of love to flood every cell of your body. As you breathe out, allow the emotion of anger to be released from your body. As you breathe in, allow the emotion of gratitude to flood every cell of your body. And as you breathe out, release the emotion of fear. As you take your next breath in, breathe in the emotion of joy. Allow joy and happiness to flood every cell of your body. As you breathe out, release the emotion of worry and anxiety. And when you breathe in, you breathe in inner peace and let the peace and calmness flood every cell of your body. As you breathe out, release the emotion of frustration. And breathe in the energy and emotion of patience. Patience from your eternal soul floods every cell of your being. As you breathe out, release any emotions around guilt. Breathe in compassion. Allow compassion within the entire structure of your body. Feel the compassion you have for yourself. Know that the compassion you have for yourself spreads out to compassion for others, to compassion for the planet, to compassion to every single divine human that you meet. Relax further into your body and know that all is well.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want to give you some information today about something that all of you have and that's beginning to change. Through all of the years of the information, of the channeling, of talking about what is coming and how it will affect you, what you can do, the good news of it all, it continues. We have discussed with you that which is your innate. And there are some in the room or listening who can't really identify what the word really means. What is innate? I think it stemmed from the idea that innately you ought to be able to do certain things, which you can't. So innate has been the name given for your smart body. So the idea is that there is you, and then there is the you within you, which is smarter than you are. It's called innate, and you access it through many processes through the years. One which is most popular is kinesiology, called muscle testing. There are others which literally interview the innate. Now the innate, the smart body, we have told you, is connected to things within you and outside you that are grand. It is not a brain function at all, and yet the brain must be involved, as it always is. But it involves the pineal, it involves the heart, the triad. The innate is in contact more than you are with your higher self and your Akashic record. That's what makes the innate so smart. You might say it's the instinct that humans don't have that animals do. That is innate. The things that innate is responsible for is grand and great, and the list would surprise you. And that is why there is so much involved today with those and processes to get in touch with innate. The thought that inside you is a smart body that knows that which you don't. Imagine having to ask your body, what are you allergic to? Shouldn't you know that? So you muscle test to find out. That is how far removed you are at this point, human being, from being able to discuss back and forth with the innate. And if you could, what would be the language that you would have from you to the smart body? Let us say you could open a door to it. What would be the language? What would it feel like? I will tell you, dear ones, it is called intuition. Let me paint a picture for you. The child is sitting there and is about to touch the stove. Isn't it interesting that the child even wants to touch the stove? The child is on the precipice of a cliff and is about to walk off until it's grabbed by the adult. An animal would never do that. An animal would know about heights and gravity, and it comes with the territory of life with an animal. An animal would not touch a hot stove, even if it didn't know it was a stove. It senses the heat, it tells them to stay away, but not the human baby. It comes in completely clueless of some of the things that innate would give it if it was in touch with it. So the child touches the stove, there's a small burn on the finger, and inside the child's brain, there is activity that is forever. Synapse, neurons, complex growth that occurs that will etch into the child's brain, don't touch a stove. And it's going to be there all its life. That's profound if you think about it. One action of burning your finger will last forever in your lifetime. Then the child passes on, comes back, and wants to touch the stove. There is a disconnect, dear ones, in the human being of what is called instinct in the animal world. You are not receiving the things that you learned in the past life. This is one of the arguments that science would use for the non-existence of past lives. If you had a past life, you should know better, they would say. What they're not understanding at this point is that in the old energy, the human being is not fully functional. We've told you this before, you're operating at approximately 35%. It's starting to grow, but on a scale of 1 to 100, you're only a third of the way there. When it comes to wisdom and balance, intelligence, intellect, there are intellectuals who will argue, and they will say, we can think of anything. I am telling you, no, you can't. You don't know what you don't know. An intellectual will hit the ceiling with what it can think about until this planet starts to grow up. The consciousness is starting to shift and change, and one of the things you're going to look forward to, dear ones, we have talked about before, Akashic remembrance. But more than that, let's talk about how innate is going to be inherited through your Akash. I'm talking about two segments now. One is new children being born on the planet, and the other is what old souls can do on the planet right now if they get out of their box of belief that says they can't. Akashic inheritance, we've used the words before, Akashic remembrance, but you should know the one thing that starts to happen with children, with you, all of you listening, as you start to evolve on this planet, as you are, you're going to receive more intuition. In other words, that language to the innate is going to increase. The smart body is going to start releasing information. The child will not touch the stove. The child will not go near the edge of the cliff. This is important because you're going to start seeing it and you're going to wonder how they knew. I want to take you on a journey. It is the human being today represented, as we often have metaphorically, by a house. You live in this house, human being, and it's beautiful. You make it what you wish. Lovely artwork is on the walls. It's elegant. It's soft. It's where you may have an altar. It may be where you meditate. It's you. It's beautiful. It's where you sleep and where you eat. But at the center of this house, that's always been hidden from you, the core is a room. And in that room is the real human being, the smart one, the innate. And what you do is to live all around the innate. And in that center room, you might say, well, there's got to be some doors into the center of that area. There are. And you start using them. But they don't open outward. You can't pull them towards you. They have to be opened by the smart body within. And a few of them aren't doors at all. They're little holes in the wall. One of them is called kinesiology. You can find certain things out by poking a stick through the hole. And if the stick moves a certain way, you know certain things. All of that intelligence, balance, wisdom of the ages is in that room, and you're poking it with a stick. I want to tell you something. There are big doors to that room that will open, and I want to give you the labels of the doors, because the label of the door will tell you exactly why they're not opening. Let's go to the door called worry. You intellectualize things. You get a shell of worry going in the human body. Your innate will never give you intuition because it blocks it. Worry blocks intuition. Worry blocks intuition. Go to another door. It's called anxiety. It's a relative of worry. Anxiety blocks intuition. Go to another door. Fear. Fear blocks intuition. Do you want to know why the animals can be born on the field and up and running with the herd in hours? You want to know why? They don't have those things. They don't intellectualize. They don't have worry and anxiety. The fear they have is only related to survival. In other words, if an animal had any kind of smart innate, and it does for itself, it's there when it's born. And yours is missing. Because you're so smart, you learn quickly what to worry about, what to be guilty about, and all of the blockades that keep that beautiful, inside, smart body, innate, captured and trapped. Think about this. The innate is connected to the higher self, to the pineal. It knows so much. It has all of your Akash. It has all of the wisdom. It's you. It's the core you. It's there. Every single human has it. And you got to poke it with a stick. I want to present the solutions. The opening the doors that will let innate get back to you through intuition. Increasing your intuition tenfold so you start understanding what intuition is telling you, where you can expect it, stand by, breathe while it talks to you. Understand it's a power and not a fleeting experience that you wondered what you heard. I want you to take out your eraser and erase the words on the doors. And I want you to smile while you erase worry and anxiety and fear. And suddenly the doors have no labels at all, and you'll feel them suddenly start to be opened from the inside. The innate is realizing there's no more blockade. And you will start to be at peace. It is the peaceful human being that has the greatest intuition of all. It is the human who understands who they are, so they don't have to worry, that they understand there is the Creator inside, whatever that means to you. You're part of the system. You belong here. You're not an accident. You start to understand that and feel at peace with it, even smiling with it. And here it comes, the intuition you've been asking for. Turn right, turn left, do this, do that. This is bad for you. This is good for you. This is interrupting you. Change your attitude, change your food, change your path, change your family. That is the intuition that you have prayed for, that every human being wants to hear, the smart body that is connected to all that is. You came in with it. Did you ever wonder why humans don't have the instinctual power that animals do? I just gave you the answer. Too much intellect. Too many things to figure out, to worry about, to analyze. The example, we might have given it 50 times so far. When you leave the room, you'll go to your car. You'll enter the car and start the engine. And you'll drive away. But let me tell you, if this was an example of what you do with your own body, you'd get in your car and you'd have to read the manual of how the engine worked before you stepped on the gas. You want to intellectualize every single motion of the pistons involved. You want to know the pressure ratios and the fluid mechanics of the transmission. And that's what you do with your own lives. You intellectualize yourselves to the degree that innate is trapped. Innate is your best friend. Innate wants to be part of this new age. Dear ones, children are going to be born with greater intuitive power. And that is why they are going to upset the apple cart and the systems, even more than they are now. For that intuition will create wiser decisions than when they were here last. But the old soul, you can do it while you're here. How many of you will drop the box of belief and says you can't? You have to hang on to this. You have to analyze this. You have to know about this. Instead of relaxing, taking a deep breath, and letting those doors fly open. That's what's coming. There'll be different success rates. Some of you will feel it and understand that it works, and then it won't, because you keep shutting the doors. There's something new to worry about. In other words, this is something you're going to learn. It's a process of peace. Dear ones, this is magnificent information for an evolving human race. Magnificent to know that the next time around, you won't have to work so hard, the intuition will be there. But also, while you're here, it's available. These are solutions for you. You deserve them. It's time. No accident that you're here, and it's going to solve some of the problems you came in with. And that is the message of the day. Let the innate start to be that which you trust more than anything else. That which is connected to your heart, to your pineal, to your brain, in a balanced way that knows the one soul, you. Go from this place differently than you came, in love. And so it is.